Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show, where we get personal about the news and the culture. Shout out to the underdogs, to my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might accidentally find the show. You've made it to the right place, where we get into all that's going on, the unavoidable, the unjust, the uninhibited, the underrated. You get it by now, underdog stuff. And to take you on the journey every week, you have Gregory Neesmith, your host, founder of the Underdog Stuff Company, also into spreading special stuff, an entrepreneur, and proud to be the host of the Gregory Neesmith Show, which this month turns 1 year old. 1 year old. First anniversary. Also, in a few minutes, to my left will be Asha Davis, the award-winning advertising executive, comedy writer, and proud Canadian who now lives in Harlem. And I live in Harlem too, but shout out to my hometown, the 215, the city of brotherly love, and shout out to some folks that have already started joining on the Facebook Live. I think I saw Nicole jump on in, and I will take a peek at some of the other folks that have jumped in. For those who want to talk to me, and I appreciate when you talk to me, it's like, you know, bring the phone call back. It's old school. For any of my old school underdogs out there, if you want to talk to me and some of the other underdogs, you can call in at area code 212-650-6903. That's 212-650-6903. Or for those who like to let their fingers do the talking, you can go to facebook.com/Gregory Neesmith, GREGORYNESMITH, and you can watch and comment on the Facebook Live. Today's episode, double back and double down. Double back and double down. Because sometimes when life is happening in the moment, it's hard to catch everything that happens. I think that's why in sports, they have things called replays. If it's actually during the game, it's an instant replay. If it's after the game, folks watch the film, the tape. They look back to see what happened, what worked, what didn't. And I thought today would be a good time for us, as we go through the news and the culture this week, to take a double take and see whether or not we want to double down on what may be our original inclination or thoughts. I know when I think about my personal life, there's some times where I'm glad I doubled back and actually didn't end up doubling down. For example, I used to think all women were crazy. Crazy. Nothing but drama. Good news is I doubled back and actually chose not to double down on that, because when we go back to the tape, when we go back to the film, when we do the instant replay, what I realized is that oftentimes in my past, I was the one creating the environment for the drama or the craziness. There's an example of I doubled back, but actually chose not to double down. Also, for some of you who know me beyond just the Gregory Neesmith Show and know a little bit about my personal history, I used to think that I wasn't special enough. Now, I was a little kid. I was adopted in foster care for a little bit. And I made up this story about I'm not that special. I'm not that lovable. Which is natural for those who've been in the foster care system or adopted. You make up stories about, well, why didn't my parents who gave birth to me keep me? Was there something wrong with me? The good news is I double back. And the very good news is I chose not to double down on that. Because, first of all, my biological parents were at that time, and like most of us, were doing the best they could at the time. It wasn't their dream or wish to have things unfold the way they did. And I was raised by my wonderful parents, who are not only my parents, but I also call my angels. And the good news now is I doubled back to actually go find my birth parents and family and have the pleasure, I mean, grateful to actually say that now I know all four of my parents and all four of my families. Again, another example of sometimes it's good for us as underdogs to double back. But be careful, because when you double back, you don't always want to double down. And so today, I'd love for us to go on a journey of doubling back to some familiar stories, and maybe, just maybe, we'll double down or nah. Because a fresh perspective, a relook at the tape, a relook at the film, we may actually come back with a different conclusion. So today, I want to double back on, is the Republican Party really imploding or not? Love to get your thoughts. You going to double down on that or nah? I want to double back on, what's up with these NFL protests? It's been reported in the news lately that some people think the protests are hurting pizza sales. You sure you want to double back and double down on that? The tax cuts work. Feels like every time there's a Republican in office, Reagan, Bush, Bush again, Trump, they keep doubling down on tax cuts work. Let me know if you want to double down or not on that. And then near the end of the show, we're going to double back on, was it a good idea to start the Gregory Neesmith Show? Because this month marks the 1 year anniversary of us getting personal about the news and the culture, talking the unlanguage, the unbelievable, the unavoidable, the underrated, unjust, uninhibited. It didn't exist a year ago. Until November 8th, which then moved into November 9th because the show used to be on at midnight on Tuesday nights, which actually happened to be the night of the election. So we're going to get into it today. Episode Double Back and Double Down, a second look at stuff with a fresh perspective. After this break, we're going to get personal about the new culture. And I want you to keep in mind for when we come back, is Donna Brazile trying to get into heaven? I'm asking for a friend. More of the Gregory Neesmith Show after this break. Welcome back to the Gregory Neesmith Show, where we get personal about the news and the culture. Today's episode, Double Back and Double Down. So, question for you underdogs out there, and if you want to join the conversation, you can call in at area code 212-650-6903. That's 212-650-6903. Or you can comment on the Facebook Live at facebook.com/Gregory Neesmith. I want to double back and figure out if we're going to double down or not on, is the Republican Party, the GOP, the grand old party, are they in trouble or not? Who's in more trouble? The Democrats? Republicans or the Democrats? A lot of folks talking about how the Republican Party is imploding. Trump, which in and of himself feels like an implosion, who, by the way, is out of the country for a long time. I want to say for about 2 weeks, making a trip to Hawaii was his first stop, and then he'll be in Asia for the rest of the time. And obviously, we'll keep an eye out on him. Just as an aside, underdogs, I was doing some research the other week and shocked to find out that only about a third of Americans have an active passport. So just as an aside, underdogs, get your passport, get out there and see the world. It's worth it. It gives you a different perspective. With that, though, a lot of folks think the Republican Party is imploding. Trump is like a walking implosion, walking nightmare. There's Russia. Man, earlier this week, Robert Mueller put out some charges against some people we know and some people that I've like, I don't even know who these people are. A dude with the last name Papadopoulos. Obviously someone that was more familiar to us, Paul Manafort, who was briefly, as Donald Trump would like to remind us, briefly the campaign manager for his run for president. So you got Russia going on. Then there's talk of the Republicans have a civil war going on, which is a bit of a dramatic analogy, but you get what they mean. Figuratively, not literally. They can't pass a repeal and replace. Been trying to do that for 7 years. They finally get a chance now where they have control of the Senate, control of the House of Representatives, control of the executive branch, and potentially even slight control of the judicial branch by getting Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court, and they couldn't pass that. Might not even be able to pass taxes either. They're imploding, right? It's all come crumbling down. Matter of fact, Donald Trump, before he was about to hop on a plane to head to his trip to Asia, the press was throwing some questions at him, and he had a few comments about Russia and about collusion and politics. Let's play that clip and then we'll come back and keep discussing. Do you want to double back and double down on the Republican Party is in more trouble than the Democratic Party?
That tax reform will protect low income and middle income.
All I can tell you is this. There was no collusion. There was no nothing. It's a disgrace, frankly, that they continue. You want to look at Hillary Clinton and you want to look at the new book that was just put out by Donna Brazile, where she basically bought the DNC and she stole the election from Bernie. So that's what you want to take a look at. What we're doing is
Hold up. They asked him about Russia. People talking about the Republican Party is imploding. And he just mentioned something about one of my childhood heroes, Donna Brazile. Look into what? That she did with who? At the where? You know, growing up, I somewhat suppressed it, but always kind of knew that I had an interest in politics, an interest in even greater than politics, attempting to make a difference in the community. And when I was younger, politicians to me were folks who were in the space of having at least the opportunity to do better for or make things better for the community. Whether or not they did that all the time is obviously debatable. But as a young kid, I saw politicians as one of the potential avenues I could go to make a difference in the community. And I remember when I would watch the network news or some of the Sunday political shows like Meet the Press and Face the Nation, or watch PBS when they would do some of their talks about politics, there were two people that I looked up to, two Black African-Americans that I looked up to. Gwen Ifill, rest in peace, who recently, before she passed away, was the host of Washington Week on PBS. And also, some of you may have seen her at times when she would be the moderator for some of the presidential elections. Looked up to her. Man, classy, intelligent, knew what she was doing, well-respected. And then also, in addition to Gwen Ifill, Donna Brazile. Because it was rare to see someone who looked like me on these major networks giving their opinion, letting us know what was going on in the world. And I'm like, man, Donna Purcell, Glenn Eiffel, legends, inspirations. I looked up to them. And so this is tough because Donna's in the news this week. And someone who I looked up to and still respect what she's done and the barriers that she overcame. But she's in the news because it's reported that she's coming out with a book. And the book is called Hacks. You know, it's never good when your book title starts off with the word hacks. But it's called Hacks, the inside story of the break-ins and breakdowns that put Donald Trump in the White House. And Donna has started to give a sneak peek to the book, done some interviews, starting to let folks know what the deal is. And she's basically accusing that the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, was rigged in Clinton's favor because her campaign was largely financing the Democratic Party early on in the presidential election. Say it ain't so. We doubling back. Let me know if you're going to double down. I'm trying to figure out which party is really in more trouble. Is it the Republican Party or the Democratic Party? I thought Trump was a walking implosion. I thought the Russia thing was starting to heat up. They can't pass, repeal, and replace. They're probably going to have trouble with this tax plan, and we'll talk about that later on in the show. And now all of a sudden, is it the Democrats that are really the party that's struggling? It's never good when all of a sudden folks from the other side of the aisle start coming out and feeling emboldened and feeling confident and feeling a little bit like they winning. Here's Rush Limbaugh, known as someone more on the right side of things in terms of his politics, known as a conservative, known as a Republican. This is him talking about Donna's new book.
I have a better name for Donna Brazile's book. The title of her book is Hacks. I think the better title would be What Really Happened. Hillary's book is called What Happened. It's Donna Brazile's book, What Really Happened. But I mean, this, the lead here in this chapter, when I was asked to run the Democrat Party after the Russians hacked our emails, I stumbled onto a shocking truth about the Clinton campaign. You know, the rats are scurrying. The rats are scurrying all over that part.
Well, not good when even Rush Limbaugh seems to be smiling and giggling about what's going on with the Democratic Party. So let's dig into this a little bit more. What happened in the news this week was that Donna Brazile admitted that Hillary Clinton's campaign gained significant control over the DNC, its finances and strategy in exchange for helping the party wipe out 2012 presidential campaign debt. And the article from Fox News goes on to say, in layman terms, that means that the party rigged the primary for Clinton to defeat Bernie Sanders through shady financial deals, which would typically be major news. Say it ain't so. Now, of course, our Twitter in chief couldn't pass up the moment to chime in on this. And he had a series of tweets a few days ago about this new revelation that my childhood hero, Donna Brazile, spilling the beans about the DNC and the election. Hillary Clinton wrote a book called What Happened. Donna's book probably should have been called What Really Happened? Maybe. So Trump, in his normal Trumpian style, tweets, everybody is asking why the Justice Department and FBI isn't looking into all of the dishonesty going on with Crooked Hillary and the Dems. New Donna B book. You know, sometimes I'm like, we really do need more than 140 characters because Donald Trump's writing Donna B like she's a hip hop artist. Donna B book says she paid for and stole the Dem primary. What about the deleted emails, Uranium, Podesta, the server, plus? People are angry. At some point, the Justice Department and the FBI must do what's right and proper. The American public deserves it. The real story of collusion is in Donna B's new book, Crooked Hillary Bought the DNC and Then Stole the Democratic Party from Crazy Bernie. My childhood hero. Caught up in a little bit of he said, she said. You know, today's episode is double back and double down. You see, I've been hearing, especially in my circle, which I think likely leans a little bit more left than right, that the Republican Party's in trouble. Trump is a disgrace. He's unhinged. We're going to impeach him. The Republicans can't do anything right. Democrat Party is getting momentum. You agree? Which party is really the party in trouble? Because like I said earlier, oftentimes it's good to double back. Because as I started at the show earlier, there were things that I thought about the world or about myself, like all women are crazy, or that I'm not special because I was given up for adoption. All things that weren't true, but they only became untrue to me because I doubled back, took a fresh perspective, and figured out whether I needed to double down or not. And so I keep hearing a lot of people tell me that the Democratic Party is good, Republican Party's bad, imploding, and shambles. Things aren't working. And now this thing happens with Donna B, as the Twitter in chief calls her on Twitter. So cool. Got it. Whenever we double back, it's always important to check the source, right? If you wanted to get perspective on how something happened in your past, you likely wouldn't go and inquire with people who you see as haters, or people who don't have your best interests in mind, or people that normally don't side with you. You may not think they could be objective. And so I hear you. You're thinking, well, Gregory, you done played a clip from Rush Limbaugh. You've been reading tweets from Donald Trump. Of course they think Donna Brazile is right, because it creates drama and creates a potential implosion inside the Democratic Party. Well, how about we check in on what some of the Democrats are saying about the Democratic Party and Donna Brazile's new revelations? How about we play a clip from a Democrat, not Bernie, who is an independent who ran inside the Democratic Party, but how about we go get an actual Democrat? An actual well-known Democrat, someone who might even be running for president in 2020. Let's double back and see if this person, Elizabeth Warren, wants to double down or not, at least in reference to Donna Brazile's new revelations that the DNC wasn't as impartial as it likely should have been when it came to the 2016 election. Here is Elizabeth Warren talking about whether or not the DNC rigged the election, rigged the primary in favor of Hillary Clinton over all the other folks that were running.
Do you think, though, that what we're learning from Donna Brazile's book suggests that the campaign, that what the Democratic National Committee did, meant this election was rigged? I think it was. It's a pretty powerful charge.
Well, what we have to focus on now as Democrats is we recognize the process was rigged, and now it is up to Democrats to build a new process, a process that really works and works for everyone. And that as we go forward, we have confidence in the integrity of this system, that Democrats, as they run a primary, are going to let the people speak, and that we're going to have a candidate who's the candidate chosen by the people. That's our job.
Did Elizabeth Warren just say the word rigged? It's one thing when Rush Limbaugh says it. It's one thing when the Twitter in chief says it. It's another thing when an actual Democrat, and I believe a Democrat that is at least somewhat well-respected, not seen as some radical, says the words on tape on PBS. I believe she said the same thing on an interview with CNN, rigged. You sure when you double back about which party is in more trouble, the Republicans or the Democrats, and everybody keeps saying the Republicans, you sure about that? And by the way, is Donna Brazile trying to get into heaven? I'm asking for a friend. Interesting timing and accusations of how she sees that things went down. And just to give a little bit more detail, for those who may not know specifically all of Donna's background, I'll give you some of her recent history, which is Donna Brazile took over as the interim party chairman in July of 2016 when the DNC was plagued by an email scandal and Rep. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Democrat from Florida, was ousted as the DNC chair on the eve of the party's 2016 convention. Then Brazile, who resigned from her role as a CNN contributor after she was accused of leaking questions to Clinton ahead of the CNN town hall event, as reported by The Hill, Donna may not exactly have the nicest things to say about her DNC predecessor in her book. You know, I almost forgot about that. Donna was in the news for having some of her own issues, leaking questions to the Hillary campaign ahead of a debate. By the way, I'm not sure if this whole thing was rigged or not. Well, I take that back. I do have a perspective. I do think while it may not have been an illegal move, it definitely was a political move by the DNC to favor the place and the person that was giving them the money, which was the Hillary Clinton campaign. Donna goes on to say, Debbie was not a good manager. She hadn't been very interested in controlling the party. She let Clinton's headquarters in Brooklyn, shout out to Brooklyn, do as it desired, so she didn't have to inform the party officers how bad the situation was. Obama left the party with $24 million in debt, $15 million in the bank debt, and more than $8 million owed to vendors after the 2012 campaign, and had been paying that off very slowly. So here comes Hillary Clinton's campaign, the entitled one, Ms. Clinton, with some money and some influence. And it may not have been illegal, but it definitely was political, and it definitely was siding with her. Let me know what you think. Area code 212-650-6903 or on the Facebook Live, facebook.com/Gregory Neesmith. Today's episode is Double Back and Double Down. Everyone's been saying the Republican Party is in worse trouble than the Democratic Party. I want to double back on that. I get it. Trump is unhinged. Mueller filed some charges with his special counsel looking into the Russia collusion thing. The Republicans haven't been able to repeal and replace Obamacare. I get it. It feels like they're the party that's in trouble. But now we're finding out that the Democratic Party, or at least the DNC, was potentially unfavorable, or at least biased, towards Clinton. And that could have influenced the primaries that Bernie Sanders couldn't win. And then I call the other people who ran the milk carton boys, because most people can't name Martin O'Malley, Webb, some of the other folks that ran. I call them the milk carton boys because nobody knows who the other people were even running in the Democratic primary except for Bernie Sanders. So now, my final thoughts on this. I don't know if Donna's trying to get into heaven or not, but I do get the sense that she's at least trying to make sure that as her days in public office start to count down, that she at least goes on the record with her thoughts on what was really going on behind the scenes, at least from her vantage point. And maybe, just maybe, it's her last chance to say what really happened, at least from her perspective. Just want to read a couple of Facebook Live comments I posted the other night. Is Donna Brazile trying to get into heaven, asking for a friend? And a few folks wrote, Helen wrote, think she is aiming for a very long time in purgatory. Just a thought. Well, that's one thing. Danny wrote, she's going for the big R, meaning she's doing something for the Republicans by spilling these beans. Daryl wrote, I don't know what she's doing. I said, I'm not sure either. And I had another friend, Sean, say very disappointing. And I can definitely relate to the very disappointing piece because, like I said earlier, Donna Brazile, one of my childhood heroes, someone I looked up to. And, you know, I'm just hopeful that whatever she's saying is true. And then at the same token, if it is true, it's disappointing. It's not surprising, but it is disappointing. So then I close with doubling back. Are you doubling down or not that the Republican Party is in more trouble than the Democratic Party? I actually think the answer is, upon further review, the Democratic Party is the party in more trouble right now. If you look at Democratic losses from 2009 to the start of this year, 2017, if you just look at the House, the Senate, and the governor's races that have happened between 2009 and now, so basically the past 8 years, in the House of Representatives, Democrats have lost 70 seats. In the Senate, 11 seats out of 100, 11 seats. In governor's races, lost 10 since 2009. Down 70, down 11 in the Senate, down 10 in the governor's, and down 1 in the White House. See, sometimes it's good to double back because we're less emotional when we look back as opposed to when we're in the moment. Because in the moment, it can feel like the Republican Party is imploding and in more trouble than the Democrats. But when you take a step back and you look back, and Donna Brazile helps us look back and seeing that maybe the primaries weren't so fair and square, then we would take a step and look back at some of the data, some of the numbers. I don't know, a party that's lost 70 seats in the House of Representatives, 11 seats in the Senate, 10 governorships, and 1 White House since 2009. That, to me, would seem like the party that's in more trouble. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that accidentally finds the show. Appreciate you. Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote, underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.